insisting that such ceremonial works have nothing to do with the Gentiles' hope in Christ. This explains how Paul could say that Christ sent me not to baptize. Now, if you have to have that Christian baptism in water, and Christ didn't send Paul to baptize, he didn't send Paul to save anybody. Paul's gospel was inadequate, which according to Christian doctrine is correct. According to the religion of Christianity, Paul's gospel was inadequate. That's why we are not Christians. Because I think Christianity is inadequate. And Paul was right. For the baptism of the Spirit is the only baptism God ordained for us Gentiles to whom Paul was sent. Not bowing the knee. Irenaeus declared that from the days of the apostles, the church was forbidden to bow the knee on the day of Pentecost as a symbol of the resurrection. No one on earth with good sense believes that. I explained this at the end of the book. Maybe I thought about switching it to the beginning because it really gets to the point here. Christmas as a holiday is still evolving. And men with imagination from all quarters are trying to find a place to have a part in it. Back in the 1930s, I guess it was, or 40s, Gene Autry hit the jackpot with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The song caught on, and it became a standard part of Christmas. Back in the late 1800s, Samuel Moore, an Anglican or Episcopal minister, wrote about a jolly old elf coming down a chimney. Ping! And it won. Now Santa Claus is the thing about Christmas. Many other people have come up with other imaginary things. Didn't quite catch on. So they were the losers. But Samuel Moore with Santa Claus and Gene Autry with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are among the winners. Not too many years back, when my children were young, there was somebody who came up with the idea of an island of misfit toys. It kind of caught on. It won't be great like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it caught on a little bit. And they have other cartoons and other ideas. Everybody's throwing it out there, seeing what catches on so they can get rich. It's the same thing that was going on here. He was pitching to start a tradition and claiming it came from Jesus that nobody who believed in Jesus could bow the knee on Pentecost Day, on the day of Pentecost. He was trying. It didn't catch on. Other things we find in here did catch on, and they became the winners. And these kind of things became the losers. Overall, he became one of the big winners. That's why he got to be one of the fathers of the church. But they tried little things like that all the way through here. You can see them trying to institute it. Let me show you something. Hold your place there and look back at the page one. Show you what the third pope tried to institute. On page three, Clement of Rome, who by tradition is the third pope, about ceremony. Clement states that the Lord commanded. Now look how you go. Now Jesus said, do this. This is the pope saying this. Jesus said for the saints to bring offerings at their appointed times and hours, and that only those offerings offered at those appointed times are acceptable to God. He tried to get that started. It flopped. You know, people had business meetings to go to. They were sick. They couldn't get out of bed. They didn't have enough money then. Their CD didn't come due until the next month. It didn't work. So that was one of the things that was not incorporated into this building Christian tradition. Now let's go back to Irenaeus. Or Irenaeus. No, just Clement. Clement's the only pope among these apostate fathers here. Page 85, I guess, we'll look at where we are. Under politics. This is one of the traditions that caught on. This became standard in Christian history.